Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our first integration week for the conception vessel meridian. As we settle on in for today, thank you to everyone who's let me know what's up with an email. And anyone who's on the call live, you're welcome to do the same. Just type it on into that chat feature. And as we get ready for this time, I'm going to invite you to find that quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. Perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. Every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant or even neutral, taking a moment to drink that in. Then I'll invite you to take a moment to either look outwardly or inwardly, whatever feels right. Looking again for anything that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And when your gaze outwardly or inwardly lands on that thing, whatever it may be, taking a moment to breathe with it. To be with it, and to notice what it is you like the most about it in this moment. And as you savor this nourishment, noticing what seems to happen inside of you. And if any part of that is pleasant, or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor this too. And as you drink that all in, taking in all of this beauty and pleasantness, I'll offer these words. Thank you for being here. And thank you for bringing all of you to the table. And thank you to your village that made that possible. Thank you to the families, the ancestors, these lineages. And the biggest thank you of all to those that have caretaken and stewarded the lands that have nourished all of us, all of our ancestors, and all of those to come. And as we savor this nourishment in these ways, we offer you our thanks. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we start today's session, starting off with a cellular repair, interesting. And it's through the family lines. It's actually on mom's side. And we're going back a fair ways, 16 generations. Okay. And this is for the immune system. It's around the theme of acceptance. Of acceptance versus apathy. And it's almost as if those two can get a little twisted up and sometimes mistaken for each other. So acceptance versus apathy, or even resignation, if that's an easier to relate to word. And as we look at that pattern of the confusion, of the mixing it up, that began with this ancestor in a small way that seemed to grow and get bigger as it tumbled down the generations. We're working with switching technique, which helps to cope or deal with stress. And we're linking that into the element of earth that's meant to provide clarity. And here we also need to unhook a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours or theirs and never really was, just seemed like it was. And the belief system seems to be around that theme of acceptance. And it's simple yet powerful. Yeah, the words are strong, but the words are, I will not accept this. I will not accept this. And that energy, creating almost like a setup for anything that does need to be accepted, to be fought against, to be struggled against, to be come a challenge or a limitation of sorts. And it's almost as if this idea of acceptance meant failure, or that you were like getting so weak that you gave up and you capitulated. And that sort of idea of acceptance started off in that small way, as I mentioned, that was a bit confused. And then it sort of tumbled and got bigger into the point where it was almost difficult for the body mind to distinguish at times the difference between acceptance and apathy. And as it tumbled down the generations, there was another belief system that sort of picked up along the way. Just finding the exact words here. Okay, got it. And the words here are, this is not for me. This is not for me. So speaking to the theme of rejection. Interesting. Okay. And as we work with it through, and that was around 8 generations back, so about halfway through the process. As we work with that whole, shall I call it a tumbleweed of belief systems, it is linking into house number 6, house of the practicality of being in service to ourselves, the practicality of our small intestine, its analytical side, its discernment, its intellectual side. And as we bring in the sixth house to help sort some of this stuff out, this tumbleweed stuff out, we're also simultaneously unhooking this sort of deep-seated fear of not being likable. And it's hanging out between the left heart and the lung and the space between the two. Okay. And in that space between the two, there's also some congestion of not just lymphatics, although that's in the mix. We're going to do a lymphatic circulation flush through here. But there's also a tendency to like want to hang on to the things that are bringing in low self-esteem, the things that create tenderness and hurt to this heart. And it's almost out of a need for protection. It's like if I hurt myself first, then nothing else can hurt me. But I have to say hurt all the time in order to prevent future hurts. I'm not saying it's logical, I'm just saying the body mind did the very best it could with what it had at the time. And now there's other ways, there's other options, there's other choices. So as we work with that, flushing through the lymphatic system, we're going to link that all the way down to the spleen, the master controller of our lymph system. And here, it wants to actually link into the liver and bring in the energy of boundaries, boundaries for you, boundaries between you and anything that this heart no longer needs to be receiving. And as it does so, the boundaries themselves help to clarify what actually doesn't need to be in the place of acceptance and what you actually are inviting in to accept more of. And as we bring in the boundary energy, it's coming with the permission statement of, I stand my ground now. I stand my ground now. And I see that going all the way up the back body, mostly through that bladder meridian, which runs out, well, it actually starts up here in the inner corner of the eye and goes down and around the back of the skull and covers most of the back of the skull. It goes into either side of the spine, around the buttocks, all the way down the center of the back of the legs, out to the outside edge of the feet. I stand my grounds. Okay, and as we do this, we bring in that energy of boundaries and the energy of I stand my grounds. The entire, as I mentioned, back body lights up along with the pelvis, and it's actually easier for the front body to open up with that back body being activated in a healthy way. And as the back body receives its energizing, invigoration, activation, pick your favorite word, it's coming online in ways that it may not have been so available so in the past, so it can help to support again that energy of boundaries. It's also bringing in the energy of I know myself and that sense of self that's also here. And I'm just seeing that ancestor from 16 generations ago do like a slow golf clap. It's like, yes, thank you. Oh, very cute. Okay. And there's a lot of admiration coming down through the ancestral lines as you stand your ground and as you know yourself. And I got a dog sigh on that one, so that's usually a sign that I'm in the right territory. Thank you, Charlie, for your validation. And as we work with that all, at the same time, we're linking the heart to the sexual chakra and the sexual chakra up to the heart chakra. The heart chakra representing harmony, healthy relationships. And the base chakra, pardon me, the sexual chakra, representing vitality. And as we bring in this vitality into all things relationships, all things harmony, again, reminding the body mind that it has every right to hold its boundaries by bringing in the base chakra and letting the base chakra further support us all. With the understanding that boundaries are actually imperative for survival. Boundaries let other people know where we're at, and other people get to be, well, they get to see us. The boundaries let ourselves be seen by others, be chosen by others, be involved in relationships with others. So this energy of healthy boundaries actually supports everything that the body mind is after here. And the base chakra, as it supports all of that, between the pelvis and the heart, giving invigoration, giving vitality to harmonious relationships. Linking that not just inwardly into the healthy relationships internally inside the body, but also to the seeming external world around us. Okay, beautiful. And at the same time as all of that, for that bladder meridian that's doing a great job at supporting the back body, we're just going to give it a little bit of extra TLC. And the words here are, you have every right to be pissed off. And you have every right to be upset. And you have every right to your anger. And as we give the bladder permission to own its own anger, it actually is able to use that anger in healthy ways, to use anger to do what it does best, to create movement, to create momentum. And then I see the entire front body open up even more. It's safe to move forward, it says. With the support of the bladder meridian using anger in healthy ways, it's actually really safe to take steps forward. And we're linking that to the actual arches of the feet. And these can be interesting muscles to attempt to activate. So now I'm going to invite you to do that. Even though other areas might light up as well, those are welcome. You probably will notice a bunch of different little muscles around the legs, buttocks, other places, even into the toes. But as best as you can, bringing your attention to just simply the arches of the feet. And in a way, these arches of the feet create like little mini diaphragms almost. They create that sort of energy of a diaphragm, and it invites in the energy of the earth. And as we activate these arches to receive the energy of the earth, simultaneously giving them permission to walk on this earth, permission to be on this earth, to ground, to land into all things of your body. With these words, this permission statement, I'm here, I'm here, I'm right here. And then we're linking much like a reciprocal, I'll call them the diaphragms of the feet, even though they're not really diaphragms at all. We're going to link them into the other four diaphragms, the pelvic bowl, the regular breathing diaphragm, the thoracic inlet diaphragm, and the crown of the head. And as we bring those all in to awareness for those feet to connect to, again, I see that connection of the feet and all four diaphragms around that theme of it's safe to move forward and allowing those feet to propel forward, but allowing also the entire body to come out of any subtle sort of like fetal-like postures and open right on up to be able to gracefully, easefully move forward. It has the energy of, and I don't know much about sailing, but like opening up the sails to have freedom to sail forward. To have smooth sailing, perhaps. And this metaphor is apparently not going anywhere. I'm actually seeing the smooth sailing now happening on the water, and the water representing the emotional self, the emotional body, the emotional experiences. And I'm actually seeing the heart lead the way to support harmonious, smooth sailing in anything and everything to do with the emotional frequencies of life. In other words, in a less complicated way, what if it all got to be easier now? What if you could welcome simplicity? And with that, I see fear just melt off of that back body around that bladder meridian. It's safe to let that fear go now. Things get to be a little more easeful now. And then we're linking that all into house 12, house of endings and releasing of old stuff that we just don't need to hang on to. Linking that as well into the liver and the liver meridian. Okay, and specifically working with releasing anything that may have been toxic or any toxic ways that you may have been engaging with your own emotional self or emotions of others or anything to do with emotions. Okay. At the same time as all of that, the diaphragm, the regular breathing one that works with emotional processing, gets a little lighter, gets a little freer. And I can actually see it on the exhale, the very center point being available to go and reach all the way up into the very bottom of the heart. And that diaphragm, if we're breathing well and open on that exhale, actually has the capacity to like tickle or to like massage the bottom of the heart. And as we invite in this diaphragm without any of that emotional heaviness that it was working with before, to reach up to the heart. I hear that expression. I think it's an old-timey one, and it's probably got some, you know, interesting interpretations to it that I don't know anything about. But right now, we're bringing in the energy of tickle my fancy, tickle my fancy. And in my head, I'm really curious if there's some sort of like weird interpretations of that that might exist. And I'm, for whatever reason, my head's a little bit in the gutter with that one. But if it does have that, that's not really what we're about. We're setting all of those parts of that aside, and we're just inviting in the energy of tickling my fancy, in the sense of it's okay to move forward, to go after what it is that brings this heart alive, that makes your heart sing, that calls to your heart's desires. What tickles your heart's fancy? Okay, sometimes expressions start off with their roots in something that's a lot different than what we come to know them as later on in life. And as we work with that energy, this energy of having your heart's fancies tickled, I actually see the bottom of your heart begin to laugh. And that laughter, as laughter tends to do, spreads. And it spreads all the way through the middle of the heart. All the way to now the top portion of the heart. And all the way through to the very edges, this perimeter, this whole heart gets to be joyful in its capacity to find humor, to laugh, to be lighthearted. And as we bring in this consciousness of lightheartedness, I see the entire back body go like, oh, that's so much easier to carry. And I see it setting down the weight, the burdens that this heart had been attempting to muscle its way through life with. And in the face of it gets to be easier now, the heart's burdens gently drop away breath by breath as that diaphragm continues to invite in the easeful, pleasant beauty of what's tickling its fancy. And this creates almost like an upward spiral, breath by breath, allowing this heart to be even lighter, and this back body to have an easier time to hold things up. And rather, for the back body now itself to get to be held up rather than having to again work so hard. And as we work with that all, I actually see the entire midline in this front body, this entire pathway, the conception vessel meridian, open up almost like it's gone from a walking pathway to more of a well-established road, perhaps even a highway of sorts. And as this road opens up even just a little bit more, there's this connection that happens between the heart chakra and the brow chakra. And just like the heart chakra can navigate life with more lightness, with more freedom, it's as if it's informing all things brow chakra, all things third eye, all things intuition. That this too gets to be lightly danced with. Even when the visions come that are a bit heavier and darker and might even feel like they have some weight or burden energy to them, the heart's energy field, which is 100 times stronger than any other energy field, 60 to 100 times stronger than any other energy field in your whole entire body, gets to encompass the brow chakra and its awareness, including supporting it and giving it that understanding. And as the heart becomes a resource for the brow chakra, for this third eye, the center of intuition and insight alike, we're going to run hydration for it so it can have an easier time to take in that joy and release any impurities, any heaviness that it's carrying all on its own. And as we do so, we're actually unhooking the consciousness of, much like that expression, heavy-heartedness. This is heavy-headedness. So those heavy thoughts, those heavy ways that we've been maybe not even aware of how heavy they are because they just got a little bit normalized and became almost numbed out in our life. Get to lift, they get to lift. And then I hear the brow chakra go like, oh, like my spirits get to lift here too. It's like, yeah, it does. And with that, we're going to connect it one more time into the heart for its role in connection to its spirit, into the Chinese medicine understanding, the Shen. And the center of spirit as it gets a little bit lighter. And as this brow chakra gets to light up, that messaging continues all the way up. Now, through the prefrontal cortex, through the entire frontal cortex, actually, then all the way up to the crown. And there are some adhesions between the frontal lobes and, fancy word, parietal lobes. Parietal lobes take in sensory information, and the frontal lobes decide what to do with it, how to act, how to move our muscles in accordance. And as we free up adhesions between the two around that coronal suture, which is right around where we wear like a regular headband or Mickey Mouse ears, it's as if those adhesions were attempting to hold its own sort of space or boundary between these two. However, that created a bit of a wall and a divide that didn't actually allow these two to have easy connection and flow between sensory information and motor information. There was all this excessive thinking about, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Now, what do I do about it? And it just created this cycle of, again, I keep going back to this word, of heaviness. Rather than just noticing it and then being able to easily act and flow with it and take action in accordance without having to stop and lean into things, it actually just gets to be. It gets to have this process happen in a way without you having to navigate or micromanage or govern or dictate or decide anything or do anything about it all. And as these two halves, two portions, might be better phrasing of that, of our brain begin to come into better connection with flow energy. I see a couple of things happening at the same time. So as I take that all in, we're going to first go to the corpus callosum, which connects the lefts and the rights of the brain, the lefts and the rights of the hemispheres. And this corpus callosum, it's almost feeling like it's being like ripped into to pieces or ripped into halves, quarters. Ah, okay, there's a past life here of it feeling drawn and quartered. Keeping in mind that we don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all their unresolved issues enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water, they sort that out in their lifetime. And this particular droplet was around being drawn and quartered, which in medieval times, as a form of torture and whatnot, they would tie people's limbs, all four of them, to different horses, and they would propel the horses to move in their four different directions until the person was, well, literally torn into to pieces, was drawn and quartered. Okay, and there was almost something about the intensity of that experience that became like normal or something that became, in a way, not in a healthy way, but desirable. It became this idea of that's what was supposed to happen. And it's connected to this belief system that punishment is safe. Punishment is safe. And that being punished is safe. And that's connecting into the eyes. And we're working here with the connection between the two eyes and the one eye, the third eye. And you know those times in life where we feel a little bit blind to the situations at hand, or we feel maybe a lot blind to what was happening, and we've been literally blindsided. It's carrying the energy of punishment in the form of being blindsided or blinded by life is safe. Okay, and then on the other side of that, at the same time, there's this awareness of an identity of I am a burden. I am a burden. But it's more so in the form of I am too much. I am too heavy. I am too, heavy to have others carry me, along with the belief that I need to be carried in the first place. Okay, so as we work with that all, that energy of I am heavy, it's coming off of not just all the eyes, all three of them, but also off of the upper back and outer shoulders. And with it, the belief system of it's safe to be blindsided, it's safe to be blindsided. And then there's like these connective tissue lines running just below the collarbones, all the way from the outer shoulders into the heart. And they're wrapping around actually all the way from the back of the heart. Almost like where you would wear like a really cozy blanket around your upper shoulders. And the idea, the concept that's being held here is again this idea that punishment holds me safe. As long as I stay in a state of punishment, I'll be safe. And from here, we're unhooking any religious guilt that's leading to this desire for atonement. And spelled another way, atonement could be at one moment. Atonement is really a calling to be at one with you, at one with spirit, pick your word for that, at one with the universe. Oneness, or not two-ness, as we might call it in body talk, with Advaita Vedanta being the philosophical background there. And this desire for atonement, although it came from a place of guilt, as we release the guilt off of those lines just underneath the collarbones that are wrapping around all the way from the back of the heart to the front, I see almost like that energy of like, you know, when you like dramatically see that character on TV, or maybe you've done it, like cast off that thing that they're holding, that towel, that bathrobe, that blanket. They're like, ah, off with that. And then they're like able to move forward and not have to carry that stuff anymore. And as this guilt gets cast off somewhat dramatically, although mindfully, there's this capacity to navigate forward momentum, to move forward in life, to move forward open-heartedly, light-heartedly. There we go. Open-heartedly and light-heartedly are the words. And it wants to add on to that, open-heartedly and light-heartedly with eyes wide open, all three of them, with eyes wide open, with a permission statement of it's safe to see what's coming and it's safe to know what's coming. It's safe to see and know what's coming. And at the same time as that, from our Wei Qi, from our energy field that surrounds our entire body, that's meant to create not just communication and synthesis, but that healthy protection without guilty blankets needing to be wrapped around us, lights up just a little bit more. And we need to run a defrag for it, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out any excess clutter. And as that releases, everything else gets to be reorganized and utilized for its optimal functioning and healing. And one of the things that's releasing out of this Wei Qi, that's being deep right, is the form of heavy metals. We're going to release that with body chemistry, which supports our immune system in releasing things like that. We're also going to run another body chemistry for the various different electronic disturbances, whether that's a computer, a phone, a tablet, whether that's the Wi-Fi, 3G, 4G, 5G. And as that releases, taking with it any feeling of being literally electrically on fire, or that feeling of like electric fire in the surrounding area. Another way I could call electric fire that might be more relatable is the energy of static. Taking out the static noise here. And as we run that, running the permissions, the powers within, and linking that right into the heart, your powers within you. And as the heart begins to own its power, much like that sense of self was restored, that sense of self-restoration, this empowerment of the heart, together begin to light up your body from the inside out. And then I see that, I haven't talked about it for a while, but that natural arch that the body falls into, Taoists call it the Taoist arch, as the conception, the midline meridian in the front body, and the governing, that midline meridian in the back body, begin to flow within each other. And as they flow easily, smoothly, without blockages within each other, they create, fancy term, the microcosmic orbit. The microcosmic orbit. And as that flows inside of each other, these two meridians begin to support each other in ways that feel natural, soft, light, and anything but heavy. This dance comes alive just a little bit more. And then it comes alive just a little bit more again. And again and again in an upward cycle. Bringing in the sun and the moon to support this dance. And the sun bringing in that fullest expression of life's potential. And the moon bringing in emotional security and stability through all of the micro cycles, the smaller cycles, the shorter cycles of life. The sun bringing in steadfastness, and the moon bringing in maternal energy, motherly love, and support. What is it to be steadfastly held in love? What is it to be steadfastly held in love? And then I just hear the conception vessel go like, oh, that's what acceptance is. Yeah, that's what acceptance is. Invitation for that conception vessel meridian to drink that even 1% more. And as we do so, linking it into the breath cycle to support that taking in of this energy, of being held in steadfast love. And I just hear the conception vessel meridian go like, oh, I can trust this love. This love is safe. I can trust this love. This love is safe and reliable. Safe and reliable. Beauty. And as the masculine and the feminine dance together in these new supportive ways in love, as the planetary energies also dance in love with this all, linking it into the soles of the feet and that arch to ground, and as if that same love could be held between your body and the earth itself. What is it to lovingly walk on this earth, steadfastly walking in love on this earth? And with that, there's a spontaneous setting down of anger. It's coming off of the side body and where the gallbladder meridian runs. And as that releases, with it goes the belief system, I have to fight for nourishments. And as we set down the fight for nourishments, and as we set that down through that gallbladder meridian, along with anger, the body mind is more readily available to take in nourishment without having to fight for it, earn it, deserve it, prove it, be worthy enough for it. It gets to simply be here. And we're linking that all the way back to your womb space. When you were in the womb, is what I mean by that. All the way back until you were only 21 days old, that third week of life. And letting that little bundle of cells know you are also held here in love. You are held here in love. And with that, I see all the cells that eventually form the heart, the cardiovascular system, the blood vessels begin to beat harmoniously, synchronously. And as it does so, unhooking the belief system that life has to be an uphill battle. And we're tapping here. Invitation to breathe. Giving that just another round or two of breath. Okay. We're starting off this next bit with more cell repair, restoring cells again back to their fullest potential of health. This time it's from this lifetime, and it's on a spiritual level. I just hear the words. Can I trust this love? And that's actually what we're doing a cellular repair on, is the doubting of that love, which is more than human to have those kind of doubts. And as we welcome those doubts to be here, restoring any sort of strains, pains that it may have caused, wherever that may be for your body mind, at a cellular level. Any strains, aches, and pains around potentially even feeling abandoned by spirits, creator, God, universe, or even by feeling maybe even neglected. In essence, we could sum this up with the word martyr energy. Anywhere that's being held. At the same time, running a defrag on that hyoid bone, which is that floating bone in the neck. And as we work with that hyoid bone, running that defrag, much like a computer defrag or spring clean, that's the taking out of that clutter. And as that releases anything that remains that's necessary to be here, gets to be readily used for healing as a resource. And as we work with the hyoid bone, we actually need to introduce it to the lightness that the rest of the body mind has found previously. It's as if everyone but the throats and the hyoid decided to take that in. Okay. And as I'm listening, I just hear the words like, I'm blocked and I'm not allowed to have that and I shouldn't take that in. And there is, in essence, almost like a block to being able to take in nourishment. There's a nourishment barrier here. Okay, and as we defrag now the nourishment barrier, we're releasing a series of active memories. And when you were first figuring out how to feed, as you were letting go of the cord that just gave you your nutrition on demand, gave you your nourishment on demand, then you had to figure out how to use this mouth to get your needs met in that department, whether it was with a breast or a bottle or any assortment in between. And as we work with this, releasing confusion from the mouth, and as that happens now, I actually see that energy of nourishment energetically being able to flow all the way through the throat, all the way through to the hyoid, so it too can dance with the lightness that the rest of the body mind has found earlier. And then as it settles, I just hear the entire throat's hyoid area say, oh, like, yeah, I can sink into this, and I can trust this love now. I can trust love now. And so we support these midline structures throughout the throat now in taking in this support, this love, this nourishment. Running for the back of the throat, through that cervical spine, through the neck. We can imagine giving your neck in the back its own mini body talk session, running all 17 reciprocals here, defined by the consciousness of alignment. Ah, I stand corrected. Alignment with love. A little bit of unworthiness melts off of the bottom of the back of the shoulders. And as it does so, this heart, this upper back, opens up even more to drink that in. And I just hear like, oh, the path is clear. The path is clear all the way through to the heart to drink in that love, to drink in that harmony, to drink in all things hearts. And as that happens, there's a series of adhesions throughout the front of the neck, throughout the front of the chest, that begin to just spontaneously unwind. And we're going to hydrate them to support their capacity to do so, to go with the flow. And as that happens, there's this almost like a black cord, it looks like an electrical cord, wrapped around the first rib, all the way out through to the left arm. And it's as if, you got tired of somebody like whipping you or beating you up. So you're like, I'm just going to grab that whip and take it and hang on to it so you can't use it on me anymore. Wherever that may have come from. However, the whip is now ingrained into your body as it's being held on protectively out of that, again, fear of punishment. And as we do this, we're actually going to release this by unthreading that whip that's created almost like a noose around this cervical spine. And as that comes out and off and around, releasing any strangleholds that the punishments, the criticisms, the abuses, the attacks of the past from others or yourself may have held on your voice, on your heart, and on the capacity for this heart to support the throat with love. And I just hear the throat sobbing, releasing sadness as it takes in the support. It can set down that sadness of having to work so hard to prevent criticism, attack, abuse, punishments, being whipped, being beaten up, physically, mentally, emotionally, or anything in between. And as it releases that pain, there's also grief that comes out, and rage. And as I continue to just spontaneously release wave after wave of emotion, everything gets just a little bit lighter throughout the whole body, mind. And there's this lightness that moves almost like an air balloon is just gently encouraging the top of the spine, the skull alike, to arise out of that, to arise into its natural state, to standing tall in its dignity, its respect, its honor, its fullness of itself. And I mean this in the very best possible way. And the words are, I am full of myself. As in you're allowing all of you to be here. And to drink in the fullness of you, to drink in the truth of who and what you really are. And as that happens, releasing any of those negative connotations of, oh, you're so full of yourself, that you've taken in from family. And as those burdens get set down, there's even more room, even more fullness available. I see the collarbones gently unwinding to support this proud chest being effortlessly held by a strong back. And the words here are, you don't have to hide this anymore. You don't have to hide your fullness anymore. That comes off of the base of the throat. We're going to tap here. Invitation to breathe and receive. And drinking in the fullness of you, of life. And then to integrate this all, we're linking all things heart chakra to all things Wei Qi, that protective energy layer that protects not just emotionally and physically, but to our climates, whether that's humidity, heat, coolness, but also electronic stuff, and also anything, almost like it's acting like a natural, healthy boundary. So anything that's not you and that doesn't need to be here is just naturally engaged with through the health of that Wei Qi. And as we link in the heart chakra to it, linking in harmony. And it's very specifically, although we don't really talk about the relationship frequency of Wei Qi, working with the Wei Qi to support how it is you are being held in your relationships. And again, anything that doesn't really need to be landing inside of you from those relationships gets to be held out there. And anything that needs to get in can do so. And as we support the Wei Qi in this, this is dealing with all relationships, whether it's family, friends, romantic partners, or the relationship and perhaps even that you have with yourself could be here, metaphorically speaking. Linking that all into the navel, center of connection and center of centeredness itself. Then I see the entire conception vessel meridian light up with this connection. These healthy connections that are available with the boundaries of your Wei Qi protecting you and your hearts. And we're tapping here. Breathing however the body mind feels called to you. And as we bring that all in for a nice soft landing, I have a song. And it's called This Love. It's by Bliss. It's from the album 100,000 Angels. Again, the song is called This Love by Bliss. And I invite you to breathe and receive this love, your love.
They sing. last forever.
You all for being here. Sending you all my love as you navigate the rest of your day and week ahead. And thank you again for calling this medicine in. And thank you for bringing all of you to the table. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye for now, love.
Can I just share with you before I